This is 7-5 Radio with Walter Yerkew and Peter Scoop Stanton. This is the radio show that will break your neck if your neck needs breaking. And here are the hosts of 7-5 Radio, Walter Yerkew, star of the biggest documentary movie ever made, The 7-5, and Peter Scoop Stanton, who starred in To Catch a Predator.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. This is Peter Scoop Stanton with Mike Reichbrandt. Walter is getting a wake-up call at 9 p.m. Eastern Central Time, or Central Daily Time. Ah, that joke bombed. Anyways, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, one and all. I'm here with Mike Reichbrandt, and we want to say hello to all of our special listeners, including Little Billy Keebler and the men and alleged women of the Onondaga's New York Fire Department, also known as the Cellar Savers. Also, a special shout-out to New York's finest, New York's bravest, New York's boldest, New York's strongest, and those living on Long Island in the 2nd Congressional District. Mike, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
Doing great, brother. Glad to be here.
Glad you're here, because Walter's taking a cat nap. Anyways, first order of business, as always, we want to remember members of the law enforcement community who were murdered in the line of duty. Fortunately, again, for the second show in a row, we were here last week, we have no names to read off. Stay safe, one and all. Anyways, our guest tonight is a really, really great person. I had the pleasure to meet her at CPAC. She is an Emmy Award-winning actress. She spent many years on the television show As the World Turns. She's also a writer, producer. She's also an Emmy Award-winning actress. And she is married to a retired member of the service who has a hell of a story. Ladies and Walter, how are we doing tonight, my friend?
I was watching Columbo.
Outstanding. And no, Walter's not a Emmy Award-winning actress. Anyways, we have on the line Ms. Martha Byrne. Martha, how are we doing tonight, madam?
Oh, thanks for having me on tonight. It was a pleasure to meet you at CPAC, one of my favorite events to go to. Always meet some interesting people, and I've met lifelong friends at that event. So it was a pleasure to meet you and do the show, and thanks for having me back on.
Not a problem. Anyways, for a CPAC show, that was our best CPAC for 7-5 Radio and for Liberty News Radio Network, so to speak. But anyways, Martha, without wasting any more time, give us a little bit about your background, where you came from, your family, and then the just absolute lawfare that's happened to your family.
So, yeah, I grew up in the entertainment industry. I was in Annie on Broadway when I was a child actor and had a very long, really wonderful career in television and movies. And I went to As the World Turns when I was 15 years old and stayed there for almost 20 years. Had a very nice run. I won a few Emmys. And I, you know, probably the best part of my life is that I met my husband, Michael, when I was 22 years old. And he was an active NYPD detective at the time. I think he was a detective. Yeah, he was in the street crime unit in the NYPD, which was the, you know, the handpicked top 200 guys in all the boroughs to take down all the crime patterns around the city. And, you know, Mr. Giuliani was very key in making that happen. And he was a very active cop. He had over 1,000 arrests, 78 medals. He earned the Combat Cross for a gang-related shooting in the Bronx. He's in shootings in Times Square during New Year's Eve. He was very active, you know, very, very busy cop. He became a sergeant. And then he got in a severe car accident during a police chase where he hit a telephone pole at 50 miles an hour. The perp was a 19-time perpetrator, and he was charged with attempted murder on my husband. And did go to jail, thank God. But my husband was severely injured, so he had to leave the department, which killed him, absolutely killed him. He loved the job. He didn't want to leave. It was something that was necessary. He broke his hip. He broke part of his bone of his neck, and it was pretty massive injuries. And so he became a private investigator, which he really enjoyed. He really did it because he enjoyed it, because, you know, we were doing well. I was on the show. It worked out great. And he would do a lot of pro bono work. He really enjoyed working for lawyers, and he did some cases, one for the Vatican and for some billionaires. Like, he had some really interesting cases. And, you know, he got this routine case in 2016, got a call from a New York-based translation company to do some background checks, asset searches on this guy who had been, his client said that he had money stolen from his construction company in China, and he wanted to see where the money was going. Was he buying homes? Was he have cars? You know, very routine PI work. And he hired two NYPD retired detectives, intelligence detectives, who were PIs, to do the surveillance with him. He notified the police every day he was doing surveillance. He was never seen by the subjects in this case. Made a few thousand dollars on it. Never thought about it again. And 4 years later, the FBI comes to my door at 5:30 in the morning and arrests him for failing to register as a foreign agent and interstate stalking. That was 2020, October 28th, 2020. So, you know, fortunately, you know, he had saved everything. He had saved every email, every text message. He had everything. And he even had gotten a new phone in the time that he had been worked on this case, and transferred everything to his new phone. I mean, that's what criminals do, right? So we had everything. So we put together kind of a, you know, just a map of what happened, and we're like, we didn't do anything wrong. There's no foreigner here. I don't understand why you're getting charged with a foreign agent. The client came in from China, but he spoke perfect English, and then he left. And there was like, they met at a law firm even one day, like in front of other defense attorneys were there. So nothing about it was, he's like, I didn't do anything wrong. So I got to fight this. I got to figure out what's going on. And as happens in these federal cases, once they decide they want you and they put a bullseye on your back, to get that off, that bullseye off your back is millions of dollars. And your life is destroyed. You know, they don't, I think the most shocking thing of this whole case is that the FBI case agent lied in the criminal complaint, the search warrants, every witness lied, the prosecutors lied, the sentencing report person who prepared the sentencing report. I mean, I cannot believe this, what happened in this case. So when we went to trial, we thought, you know, he didn't do anything wrong. We were going to fight. But then you get to trial and you're not allowed to put in certain evidence. You know, he had spoken freely to the agents when he was arrested to talk, because he's a cop. Like, basically, that's his background. And he spoke for them for an hour and a half, where he details what the case was about and that he didn't, you know, this was just a typical case. We were not allowed to show that at trial at all. We were not allowed to present a $30 million civil lawsuit against the subject of his surveillance. We were not allowed to bring that up. We were not allowed to talk about all his good acts and the NYPD. They falsified evidence on the day one of the trial. They put up a picture
Martha, not to interrupt you. Why was he not allowed to present evidence that could prove his innocence?
So here's how it works. The federal government is allowed to put in pretty much anything they want, and you have to fight to put evidence in, and you can't put in your own evidence. It's backwards, that you should be able to show anything that shows your innocence. That's not how this works. The prosecution will fight and to the judge why you should not be able to put certain pieces of your evidence in. And they won every time in our case. We didn't win one motion. We didn't win one ruling in our favor, not one in 4.5 years. It is outrageous. And I think that lesson that we learned, like Mike would said, if I took the facts of this case about me, you know, if I was an NYPD and this case came into my door, mean, one of my guys brought this in, and we took this to the DA. They would laugh us out of the room. There's no evidence. Okay, if this guy, if they charge my husband with interstate stalking, okay, the people that are allegedly the victims never saw him, had no photographs of him, no photographs of his car, no license plate, no description, no police report, no protective order, no video evidence, nothing. Wow. Nothing.
All right, we'll come
there.
Oh, my God. So when we come back, we'll speak with Martha Byrne and what the hell her family has been through. Also, toss over to Mike and Walter to get their opinions and questions. This is 75 Radio on Libby News Radio Network. Take it away, boys.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles and the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
As you are aware, America is divided over every fault line possible. This is intentionally fostered by those who do not love God, family, or country. We believe a peaceful future as a free people absolutely depends on civility. Clarion Call for Civility is looking for funding and volunteers at every level to make our hopes and efforts a reality. Please donate, sign our pledge, and help us in our sacred cause. Please visit callforcivility.com for more details. callforcivility.com.
You're back, and Scoop is just getting done staring at Tanilla's Instagram account. Here's more 75 Radio.
All right, we are back. Scoop Stanton with Walter and Mike, and our guest Martha Byrne, whose husband was just absolutely railroaded by Uncle Sam. Walter, do you got any questions or comments for our guest before we start the next segment?
Yeah, sure. Hi, dear. It's nice to meet
Hi.
You finally.
Hi.
This has told me about your first meeting and that and stuff. I'd just like to know when did your husband become a member of the service, and when did he finally retire?
So he went in 1989, and he retired in 2001.
On disability.
Yeah, but he was on light duty during 9/11. So he went back on light duty on September 9th, 2001. So, you know, once 9/11 hit, he was in the Bronx, but he was, you know, on light duty. So what he was doing was he was kind of transporting a lot of the guys back and forth. They lost a lot of guys, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The dust was, you know, he has 9/11. He's had 9/11 health issues. He's had four surgeries for his, you know, in his sinuses. And, you know, it's so the sad part about the thing about Mike, I have to tell you this, is that, you know, all throughout the trial, he never wanted anybody to know about his 9/11 disabilities and his illnesses. It's really debilitating. And he said, you know, I don't want any sympathy. I want the truth. I want the truth to be presented, and unfortunately, when he was actually found guilty, which was 2 years ago now, and then he was sentenced to last week to 18 months in federal prison for doing nothing wrong, you know, the world now knows all of our personal details, his health issues. What they've done to us is outrageous. It is the most un-American process I've ever seen. I mean, the man that my husband was following was a wanted fugitive from Wuhan, China, who was a high-ranking CCP official who was living here and still living here illegally. The fact that the government picked him as the victim in this case and not our family is, I have no words. I literally have no words. If our government was protecting non-citizen wanted fugitives in our country over our family and yours, by the way, this is the opposite of how our country is. We're supposed to be protecting us. They're supposed to be protecting my family from danger. They put our family in the crosshairs of Chinese agents. They knew our address because it was on my husband's business invoices and checks. And so the fact that the FBI case agent Christopher Bruno, since 2016-17, knew my husband is innocent. And I don't say that lightly, sir. He knew my husband was innocent and yet put my family in danger. He should be fired. He should be fired. And it is outrageous what he did. He lied on search warrants. He lied on it's not just him. You know, when the prosecutors continue the lies, they are also complicit in these actions. So you put an American family in danger, and there's a duty to warn act in this country, which means if you are exposed to a foreign actor danger, they must notify you. And in many, many, many other cases, PIs were warned. Bo Dietl followed a fox hunt target in 2017 and bragged about it on the radio in 2023. So what's going on here? Why my husband? Why did you pick my husband? This is, I've written a book. It's coming out on June 5th. It's called In the Interest of Justice. It's being published and everything is in that book. And when people read it and they see what has done to our family and this country and the media's role in it and how involved the government was in this case with the media, it is a playbook, an absolute playbook to corruption and anti-American that I've ever seen. I can't even believe it happened. I really cannot believe it. I'm shocked. I'm truly shocked. But you know what? Listen, they get indict 99% of people. They win 95% of their cases. The odds are stacked against you. Now I know why. I watched it happen in real time. I put in the book every detail about it, because I think if anybody gets charged with a federal crime, they need to buy my book immediately, because they will get an insight as to the actions, the tactics, the bullying, the threats. I mean, I got a letter from National Security in 2023 because of a tweet that I did. Okay? Who are these people? Who are they? Shame on them. They should bury their head in the sand and be embarrassment for who they are as human beings. And I will never stop until something is done, some sort of justice is done here. But you know, it's an uphill battle. I'm not telling you something you don't know. You know, you're going up against the federal government, and they're protected by your tax dollars. They're using your tax dollars to frame an innocent man. It's hard. It's and then they go out into the private sector like nothing ever happened, and they ruin people's lives and don't think twice about it. But you know, unfortunately for them, my husband is married to me. And if you raid my house at 5:30 in the morning and scare my children, it's over. It's game over time for me. You traumatize my kids unnecessarily. and the arresting officer was, he didn't know what he was doing. He didn't take my husband's guns, didn't even want them, didn't take his computers, his phone, his notes, didn't handcuff him, let Mike walk. This was, Mike's like, I've done tons of arrests. I don't know what that was. So there's a lot of messy stuff about this case that I really map out in the book. And I think your listeners, if they buy it, I think they'll be able to put the pieces together. I try to give them enough information that they can figure it out themselves as opposed to telling them what it was and make them engaged in the process and in real time. Because I think it's important for people to have conversations about this case, and there's not much left to uncover. I've uncovered 99% of it. But there's always missing pieces, you know, because the why is still, you know, my idea based on what I've learned, but there's always pieces of the puzzle that are missing that can make it complete.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry you happened to go through all this mess.
Thank you.
It sucks. You know, all of us on the show here that know about the system and how it works and we just feel for you. You know, the justice system only knows what they're told. And since you can't, disallow any of your evidence to come in, evidence to come in, then, you know, the justice system only goes on by what they're told. On let's, for lack of a better term, on the good side. Your voice falls on deaf ears.
Very upsetting.
They'll satiate, they'll deny, they'll hold back, although your tax dollars are paying for this, you know, like you mentioned, it don't mean a hill of beans, you know, when they're on you. And all of us know, including you, once you get a cop in your back pocket, you never get them out. Once they climb into your clothing, they're like bed bugs. You can't get rid of them. And they gnaw at you and gnaw at you and gnaw at you until you just flagrantly say, you know, F it.
Yeah.
You know, leave me alone. And then you look like the bad guy that they're implying.
That's why he had to fight it. This is the deal. He would never take a plea deal. He did nothing illegal. And I knew as his wife, if he did anything like that, he would be a dead man walking because that's not who he is. Do you know that they couldn't find one thing he's ever done wrong in his life? They went back his entire NYPD history, our 10 years of our banking records. You know, they were scouring his emails. They were scouring our photographs. They were scouring our lives like rats. And they couldn't find anything he's ever done in his life that was bad. So they pulled one CCRB complaint about him from the year 2000 from the NYPD, where he stopped a gang member from recruiting kids at a school. And the mother came in and screamed and yelled at Mike and the two other guys. That was the complaint that they put in about him in this case. Can you imagine? How desperate are you to do that? You know, and nobody testified against Mike at this trial. Not one person testified against him. The case agent didn't testify. The people couldn't identify him in court. They stood, do you know this man? No. They put on third party people to read stuff into the record so we couldn't cross examine them. So there was no case against Michael McMahon. There was just words.
Wow.
Sad. Yeah.
Well, anyways, we're just getting warmed up. When we're coming back. We'll give the floor to Mike real quick if he's got any questions or comments. Then, we'll let Martha continue about this herring ordeal dealing with our federal government. This is 705 Radio on Liberty News Radio Network. Take it away, boys.
How would you like to help this program reach more people and earn silver at the same time? Call or text 801-669-2211 for complete details.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Trump says he doubts that Vladimir Putin wants to end his war in Ukraine, expressing new skepticism that a peace deal might soon be reached. He adds there was no reason for Putin to be shooting missiles into civilian areas over the last several days. Massive port explosion in Iran.
In Bandar Abbas, Iran, chaos. As people are rushed to the hospital following a huge explosion and fire in the port, officials say several were killed and more than 500 injured. The massive explosion is purportedly linked to a shipment of chemical ingredient used to make missile propellant. Still, officials have yet to offer a cause. Meanwhile, Iran is in talks with the U.S. right now over its nuclear program and has said security services are on high alert given past instances of attempted sabotage. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, some updated numbers now from that explosion. 8 people confirmed dead. Nearly 800 people have been injured. Also at townhall.com, the measles outbreak just not going away.
The CDC says the number of measles cases nationwide is approaching 900. The number is triple the amount seen in all of last year. The majority of cases are in Texas. 2 unvaccinated elementary school-aged children died there from measles-related illness. An adult in New Mexico, also unvaccinated, also died. There are 10 states with active cases of measles. 18 other states have reported cases. Measles is caused by a highly contagious virus that's airborne and spreads easily when an infected person breathes, sneezes, or coughs.
Authorities in Thailand say 6 people on board a small aircraft have died when it crashed. All 6 of the victims, police officers. More on these stories, townhall.com.
When you hear the term living better, what do you think about? More money, a bigger house, maybe a yacht? What about how you feel physically? How do you wake up each day? How do you sleep during the night? What activities you can and cannot do? When you feel good, life is good. So if pain is affecting your life, see how Relief Factor can help. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally, developed by doctors. It doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or even eliminate pain. How do I know? Absolutely am a customer. I take Relief Factor daily. No lower back pain for me anymore. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Give their 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Just one phone call, 800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor, relief wherever you're hurting, in 3 weeks or even days. Relief Factor can give you a chance to rediscover the true meaning of living better again. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF for the one and only Relief Factor.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody ever having a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly. But I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Bypass the mainstream narrative with Liberty News Radio at libertynewsradio.com. Engage with charismatic hosts live or on demand. We cover the crucial news focused on God, family, and country. News that other networks simply refuse to use. Think of LNR as hard-hitting news and podcasts at your fingertips, anytime, anywhere. Join us at libertynewsradio.com. Empower your day with the truth, because the truth will set you free. libertynewsradio.com.
Introducing Managed IT Services from NPI. We offer top-notch data backup and recovery, email spam protection, and network security tailored to your needs and budget. With 20-plus years of experience in the medical field, our HIPAA-certified consultants know what it takes to protect sensitive information. Don't settle for less. Give us a call at 801-706-6980 and experience the difference with Managed IT Services. Remember, your IT support should be fast, efficient, and reliable.
you're still listening? Here's more 7-5 Radio.
And we are back. Scoop Stant with Walter Yerkew and Mike Raybrand. And our guest is Martha Byrne. This segment is sponsored by Mammoth Nation. Go to mammothnation.com or go to the website 75radio.org and join Mammoth Nation. Anyways, Martha, before we continue, I want to pass over to Mike. He might have some questions, comments, or concerns he want to address with you. Go ahead. Take it away, Mike.
Hey, thanks, Pete. Well, first, let me just say how awful I feel for you and your family and pray for them every day. It really is terrible.
But thank you.
This case is like... this is like the most run-of-the-mill private investigator case you'll get. I have my private investigator's license. I'm a retired detective. I know quite a few private investigators out here, and they do cases like this all the time. Like, it's their bread and butter. So to see it weaponized against them like this is really, truly disgusting. And I think you're right, and the truth will come out about who it is it's meant to cover up for, because that's what this is. This has got to be it's a cover-up. The Fed, you know, they willfully try to bankrupt defendants in their cases. They say this publicly all the time. This is like part of their tactics. They try to bankrupt people so that you can't fight it. They force you to take a plea deal, and that's why their conviction rate is so high. And it's just weaponized government. It's a disgusting example of just how out of control the government in general is, but especially the FBI and the Justice Department, and it has been for a very, very long time. That they could even bring a case like this is disgusting. And to watch it be done the way they're done, like it in criminal trial, the burden of proof is supposed to be on the prosecution, not defense. It's supposed to be on the prosecution to prove the case, not defense to prove themselves innocent, so to speak. But in a federal case, it's been this way for a long time now, it's the burden of proof is on the defense. They put everything on you. They get carte blanche to do and say what they want, limit what can be said by you, and you're supposed to defend yourself with both hands tied behind your back. It's complete bastardization of the system. I'm so sorry to see it happen. You know, God bless him for having you, though. He's got the best warrior in the world for him.
Well, he's an amazing person, and you know, we need more Mike McMahons in the world and less FBI corruption and corruption. Listen, this case agent was speaking to the Chinese agents over the years and interviewing them and talking to them, and they never spoke to Mike. They never spoke to the two NYPD guys that worked with him. They never spoke to the two federal agents that Mike had spoken to about this case in 2016. How can you say that you're investigating a Chinese operation and you care about the safety of this country if you're the case agent and you're not calling in five members of U.S. law enforcement that touched this case in 2016? You're speaking to the Chinese guys who fled the country on their watch, by the way. The majority of them were all, I mean, everything about this case is backwards. And, you know, if you want to learn Chinese patterns of, you know, of these Chinese police stations, of these operations, why wouldn't you speak to the guys who had seen these people and saw their patterns? Now, in 2016, when this, my husband was hired in 2016, the Chinese operations, I mean, nobody was talking about it, because if that were the case, when Mike he spoke to two federal agents about this that he knew about this case back in 16, just like conversations, they didn't have any clue about a fox hunt operation or what was going on. And as a matter of fact, my husband got a letter from Colonel John Mills, who was under Obama and Trump in intelligence. He wrote a letter to the judge in our case saying Mr. McMahon would not have known anything about these operations in 2016. We at the United States government were even pretty much very, very minimal kind of, you know, deep intelligence about this stuff. So, and that didn't matter to the judge, didn't matter. You know, I think here's the problem with this, a bigger problem. If we don't get this case overturned, if he don't get this reversed, the private investigative industry is now weaponized. Meaning, I'll give you an example. If you are doing surveillance, so let's say you're an insurance, there's an insurance case, and you're a PI and you've been hired to file somebody to make sure they're not committing insurance fraud, okay, which is one of the biggest revenues for PIs and lawyers. If you go do a surveillance, overt or covert, doesn't matter, both legal, and that subject sees you on the street, they can call the FBI and say that I'm being stalked by this person. And guess what? you're going to end up in handcuffs. If this case stays as it is, parking on a public street is a federal crime. Taking pictures on a Frederick Street is a federal crime. This is a very scary First Amendment case as well. And of course, we're going to appeal. But it's a bigger issue is that, you know, listen, the press parked outside my house after Mike's arrest for 3 days. They talked to my neighbors. They followed my kids. They took pictures of us. That's not a crime. Okay. It's very upsetting and it's annoying, but it's not a crime. I mean, the fact that they're going to weaponize and criminalize the private investigative industry for their own whim is really scary, because it's not just PIs, it's the media, it's anybody parking on the street or in your neighborhood, or, you know, it's a very dangerous line that they've crossed here. And, you know, we have to fight this to have it overturned, and we will. But, you know, they're still sending him to federal prison. I mean, he's supposed to report to federal prison in June for nothing. He did nothing wrong. He committed no crime. None. Zero. Not even an air of a crime. Listen, they charged him, okay, 18 months after he was finished with this case in April 2017. A year and a half later, someone put a note on the guy's door, okay? They charged my husband with that, trying to claim that somehow the address came from – no, the address was public. The address had been public since December 2015. It was on Google. The guy was served a civil lawsuit on that property. I mean, the address – and by the way, at trial, it came out that the kid who put the note on the door got the note from a gang member in California who was not charged in this case. The translator who hired Mike in 2016 was in charge. There's a lot of confidential informants, I'm sure, that were, you know, I believe that they were many of them. So this is a very scary case. It's scary because of China and the fact that the FBI and the Department of Justice and National Security were working with CCP agents and Chinese agents instead of U.S. law enforcement in this case to build it. That is absolutely unacceptable. This is not okay, and it needs to be exposed. It needs to be investigated. I've already started filing complaints. I want an investigation with the Inspector General. And listen, thank God Donald Trump got in office. That's all I can say. And I have been very blessed to know several people that are in the administration who have been very supportive, and I hope we'll get this thrown out. I'm praying that, you know, the right parties will look at this and recognize what happened here. Because listen, if the last 4 years they were, if that administration was okay with an American family being punished by the Department of Justice over why, and why did they protect wanted fugitives from China instead of American citizens? You know, it's scary. And I think Donald Trump, I think when he hears what has happened here to an American hero, an NYPD hero, I really think he will take notice once he hears the details of this case and how outrageous it was. Because people are like, well, you know, he was investigated under the Trump administration. Yeah, but so is Donald Trump. I mean, he had more traitors trying to take him out and spy on him and surveil him, Donald Trump, and you know, Cash Patel was spied on, and Devin Nunes was spied on, and Carter Page was spied on, and Donald Trump was spied on. This is under his own administration. These are the same players we're talking about who didn't have any rule of law, were off the rails, surveilling people, spying on people, like it was, you know, free-for-all, you know? And we have to hold them accountable. And if it's starting with me calling them out and naming them and exposing them, and sometimes that's a beginning, right? It's a start. But you have to understand, if you hurt a woman's family, her husband and her children, what do you expect is going to happen? I mean, I'm very blessed. I have a platform. I have support. I have, you know, God bless the people that support me and tens of thousands of people who follow me on all these social media platforms and are, you know, and know us, know me, know Mike, grew up with us, you know, and they know our family. And they, not one, do you realize, well, here's something, I've never gotten one negative post, not one from a fan or anything. They're so supportive. They have my back. I have theirs.
Right. When we come back, we'll finish up with Martha Byrne. I got a couple of questions when we cut back. This is 75 Radio. Take a break, boys.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Attention collectors and savvy investors. We are excited to announce a momentous evolution in our journey. Introducing Freewater Coin Company, formerly known as Rust Coin and Gift. This rebranding takes us back to the very roots of where it all began, Freewater, Oregon. It's a tribute to the legacy of Al Rust and a celebration of three generations of dedication to excellence in the world of coins and precious gifts. Al, Brian, and Jake Rust standing strong through 64 years of service. Discover a world of exceptional service at Freewater Coin Company, your premier destination for genuine, honest money and precious gifts. Under Brian's expert guidance, Freewater Coin Company, building on the legacy of Rust Coin and Gift, continues its tradition of trust and excellence. Visit us at our Provo, Utah location. Explore our treasures online at freewatercoinco.com or call us at 801-377-1574. Freewater Coin Company, where your future is built one honest coin at a time.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at cspoa.org. That's cspoa.org.
This is 75 Radio with Walter Yuku. I mean, Walter Yurkow. I mean, Walter Kiwi. Here's Walton Scoop.
And we are back. As you were listening to those awesome commercials, I was doing my due diligence and looking at the Instagram account of our spokesmodel, Danella Rodriguez. Follow her at DanellaRodriguez.model. And her latest additions to Instagram was done by yours truly, since myself and our spokesmodel was hanging out last night. But anyways, Martha, we're in our last segment. We just scratched the surface. My question is to you is, where is the Attorney General and the FBI Director in all this? I mean, this is something in their wheelhouse that they should, you know, be in front of on Fox News saying, hey, this is some Bravo Sierra, and just end it right there. Has anybody from DOJ or FBI reached out to you?
No, I do have. There have been communications as far as this awareness of this case. I know, again, I've been very, very blessed to have met some people who have now have roles in the administration, and they are supporters of ours. You know, I pray that it's sooner rather than later, you know, to have to even spend one toe in a federal prison when you've committed not only committed no crime, but you're a hero who's a hero to the country, and I really do believe this, that when President Trump and Pam Bondi and Kash Patel and Todd Blanche and people at the DOJ hear the details of this case, even the scratching of the surface of who the government protected and who they did not protect, that in itself, I think Donald Trump would be right on top of, because he loves cops. Like, he loves the NYPD, and he was also railroaded by the same people. I mean, this is lawfare 101. This is using the justice system to abuse people, and no one can understand that better than Donald Trump. And I do pray. I mean, I have filed, we have filed a pardon paper, you know, a request, and, you know, a letter. We're going to be doing more, but this, it has to get into the right hands. And, you know, thank you for having me on the show, because we need to get exposure in the media for it to become a bigger story, obviously. And I, Mike will be speaking next week, I think, on network television by himself and telling his story, which is going to be wonderful for him to finally have us to be able to speak. He's been there's no gag order, but he can't talk to the media. You know, even in the last report that the government put together for his sentencing, they put quotes from me in there from me being on television, and they actually put false information in the report about me, and had to write a letter to the judge admitting that they had put false information about me in that report. So anything, they will try anything to get you. Listen, if people listen to this and they can write a letter right on the website, whitehouse.gov, you can write a letter right to the president to contact him about this case. And, you know, this is, we need to get more awareness, because because Donald Trump's an amazing man, and he's, you know, my life as far as philanthropy, I was on the advisory board for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for a long time, and I've met Eric, and they were huge supporters of the hospital, amazing family, and I know that they are good people and just want to have a safe country. And, you know, Mike and I want to help. You know, we want to be able to go into the administration and teach and educate them on kind of what happened here to fix it. I think Mike and Kash Patel should sit down or Dan Bongino, who we've met too, and have a real, you know, download of what happened here, so it never happens again. And that these agents have to be held accountable. If you falsify a search warrant, you falsify a criminal complaint, that should be the end of you forever. You should be fired, and the case shouldn't go forward. It should be thrown out. And unfortunately, as you know, it's always complicated in federal cases, not so much in the NYPD. That guy would have been fired in 2 seconds, pension taken away, and a laughing stock of the entire NYPD. But not in the federal government. It's like they protect each other. And the DOJ having the FBI under its umbrella is a really bad, bad idea, that they feed off each other. And it's not for the betterment of the country. So, you know, listen, we're going to be advocates. We've already been advocates. When this happened to Mike, both of us went out to PI associations, local law enforcement, warning them, you know. And I went into the local police department in the two towns where these cases happened, these Chinese operations. They had no idea it was going on. I went in 2021. Where is the FBI warnings? Where is there? Why is it when my husband went in to notify the local police he was doing surveillance, if Mike said that, they would have said, wait a minute, there's something going on in that street, because we got a warning or something from the FBI. Nope, they didn't tell him anything. Why is a civilian? Why am I, an actress, you know, has been actress, walking into the local police department saying, hey, guys, did you know there's Chinese wanted fugitives and Chinese operations going on in your town? Did you know that? No. Wouldn't that have been a good thing to know? Yes. You know, so we are going to help more people. We are going to educate. And we have to turn this into something positive, or else why did it happen? You know, I'm a very faithful person. I believe God gave us this challenge to fulfill it to our best ability, and to accept this cross, to carry it through, to help other people and expose the dark side of the world, the people who sacrificed. Listen, guys, you know the truth. They sat in a TAC meeting, and they decided to come here when my children were home. These are evil people. They are evil people. You think he wouldn't have gone in if they just called? He worked on federal cases, my husband, with the FBI, with the DOJ. I mean, in his career as an NYPD and also with a PI, he worked on tons of cases with federal agents. They didn't call him. They didn't think, you got to come to my house and scare my children. I mean, that's pathetic. That is a desperate, pathetic person. And, you know, he didn't even show up for the trial. The arresting officer didn't even show his face. And I know why. Because he didn't want to look at my face. But too bad. Because you know what? You have to be exposed for what you've done. And he left in shame. The lead prosecutor left this past September. He's gone. They all left. They all just run for the hills, you know, and they leave destruction and they leave garbage behind for people to clean up who didn't sign on for this, you know. But this is good versus evil. This is David versus Goliath. This is a hero who has been punished by people who couldn't carry his water. Okay, they wouldn't even know what a good investigator is because they haven't seen one. Other than Mike, as far as this crew. So they're good FBI agents. They're good guys. We know them. There's people that are doing great work. And you know what? Shame on the bad ones. Shame on these guys who now have the FBI's rating down to, what, 12%? Because of people like this. And all the good guys are doing the good work, who are trying to have integrity and trying to do their job, put their head down, are lumped in with this mess. And it's a terrible thing. And I know Cash wants to clean it out. And I know that Pam Bondi wants to clean house. This is a perfect case to look into for a thousand examples as to why, you know, what not to do. And start charging these people. Start holding them accountable for perjury, for, you know, entrapment, for falsifying evidence. I mean, pick one. Because you know what? When you show that this is not going to be tolerated anymore, it'll stop. You should not be able to manufacture evidence and carry a case all the way to trial and sentencing. Proven false. Proven for years. If you don't do something about this, if they don't expose the criminality in this case on the side of the people who are supposed to be the good guys, then we're in big trouble. We're in very big trouble. But I think something's going to happen. I really do. Because already I've gotten more response about my, you know, my exposing of this and the outrage by some people. All you need is one good person to go, you know what? I'm going to look into this because this sounds really, really dirty. And it's already happening. I'll just leave it at that. It's already happening.
Outstanding. But anyways, folks, real quick, June the 5th, the book comes out, In the Interest of Justice, written by Martha, talking about her husband. Well, since we got a couple seconds left and the music's about to play, do you have anything you want to say to Martha or anybody else?
You got strength. You've got Coyone's as big as anybody I know. And
thank you.
When you are standing in front of these people and they're looking down upon you have to dig in, and looks like you've dug in and you are ready to go.
Yeah, thank you so much. I mean, if you guys want to hear more or learn more about our case, you can go to the Pipe Hitter Foundation with an H, pipehitterfoundation.org, and you look up who we support, Michael McMahon. It's Eddie Gallagher and Andrew Gallagher's organization, the Pipe Hitter Foundation. They've been amazing. So check it out. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Martha. And for Walter and Mike and Martha, this is Peter Skustander reminding you, you can make a difference. Go out and make it. See you next week, everybody.
This is James Edwards for 7-5 Radio. For those who work the streets and the jails, thanks for keeping us safe. So long, everybody.